107 Japan, mobile.
Hey, Bob, what's going on? KK4NXZ.
What's going on? Nothing. Just heading up to Home Depot to order a whole bunch of materials for our next upcoming job next week.
Logic's coming along.
Today my partner's putting the last coat of mud on it, so we'll let it dry over the weekend real good, and then Monday morning we'll sand it all down, give it a light sanding, and be ready for paint. So by the end of the day Monday, we should have that all painted and be done with that one. We'll be coming back to this one to put flooring in, but the guy's got to order it and what have you. So we're going to go build a 8x16 outbuilding for another guy and then come back and put flooring down.
Putting the sand sheetrock down with.
Sanding blocks. We pretty much do it all by hand.
Bought $159 one of the round-headed sanders. I think they're about 8 inches in diameter. And it hooks up to a vacuum shop vac. And man, that was the ticket. We got the best looking sheetrock seams out of that thing. You couldn't even tell the seam was there versus when we were doing it by hand.
We got an orbital sander. It's not 8 inches in diameter, it's about 6. And it does have a little vacuum attachment on it as well. But my partner does all the taping and mudding, and he's really good at it. We don't have a lot of sanding, to tell you the truth. There is a little bit of light sanding on the third coat, but he puts on very light coats and, makes the last pass is a nice wide pass, very thin, and then once it dries real good, there's just a very light sanding to do. It doesn't take very long, and it's very, very clean, no dust, or not as much dust anyway.
Well, he's got an art to it, because I absolutely despise finishing sheetrock. I don't mind hanging it, but good grief, all that sanding. Well, I probably glob it on too thick and splotchy, but anyhow. Yeah, I don't like finishing.
Well, at all, unfortunately, we do have to do it. But, I always had the mindset of, yeah, put it on thick and then sand it down to, you get her where you want it, and then you should be good to go. But that's not actually the correct way, apparently. I have been told and taught. So to tell you the truth, like I said, he puts out three coats, and the first coat we use the all-purpose, let it dry 24 hours. Yesterday we went and used the 20-minute, the hot mud, and put a nice thin coat of that on. And today he'll go over there and give it a third coat of all-purpose, nice thin wide coat, and let me let it drop. And he makes it wide, and then Monday it'll dry over the weekend real good. Monday we'll give it a light sanding, just to blend the edges more or less, and a little bit here and there. And there you have it. And you cannot see the seams.
I'm glad you're working with somebody who's got it down.
I'll tell you that, because I've always been put it out thick, and then you can just sand it down to where you want it.
I hated every minute of it, and you can still see it when I got through with it. So, but that sander, even with the blotchiness of application of that mud, that sander does the trick. That thing really smooths it out pretty good. But anyway, well, I'm destinating. It's good to talk to you. I'm glad you came on there and I got a chance to just chat at you. I'm going to say 7-3s. I hope your day goes well. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you later. It's KK4NXZ. I'm going to be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Mike. Good to hear you. Just real quick, did you ever get anything done on your 2-meter antenna there?
I definitely am going to follow your pattern there, but I have not done it yet. I've been out of town, and we took vacation, and this and that and the other, one thing and another. So I thought about working on it this weekend, but I don't know if it's going to rain or not. We'll see.
All righty, I'll let you get inside work there. Have a good morning. If you need anything, just give me a holler. Phone call, email, text, rocks upside the head, whatever. Have a good day, Mike. Good talking to you. ND7J Mobile.
34 and XC clear.